ויבוא שניהם מלאכים סדומה בערב, ולוט יושב בשעה סדום, וירא לוט ויקום לקראתם, וישתחו אפיים ארצה. And the two malachim came towards Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And Lot saw, and he rose to greet them, and he bowed his face to the earth. Rashi adds that Lot was appointed to be the judge of Sodom at that time. Vayar, Lot saw them and ran to them to go be machnas orchim, which he learned from Avram Avinu. You'll see in the Pesukim that he does asks the same requests of these anashim who we know are malachim. For Yomar, hini na Adonai sura na el beis avdechem v'lino v'rachatzu raglechem v'ishkamtem v'halachtem l'drachechem v'ayomru lo ki berachov nalin. And he said, "Here, my masters, come to the house of your servant, come and lie down and wash your feet, and then you'll get up and you'll go on your way." And they said, "No, we will stay in the street." Rashi says, "Why lie down and then wash your feet? Normally it's the other way around." But here, to throw off, there's a big culture of non-hachnasas orchim in Sodom, so they could just say, when the people would come and say, "Why are you having guests?" He said, "No, look, their feet are, there's still dirt on their feet. They just got here. What do you say?" And he kept bothering them, so they came with him. And they entered his house. And they drank with him, and he baked loaves for them. And they ate. Rashi says these were matzahs. Terem yishkavu, before they could lie down to go to sleep. Ve'anshe yir, anshe stom, nasabu al habayis minar v'yad zokin. They surrounded the house from young to old. Kol ha'am mikotzeh. All of them surrounded the house. The Rashi says that you see these two clauses in the pasuk where it says anshe ha'ir, anshe sdom, because they, before they would lie down, they were talking to him about what the nature of the people were there, and lo tzera, they're mostly rishayim, and before they even could finish, all of a sudden the entire place was surrounded by the anshe sdom. They called to life, v'yomer lo, aya anoshim asher bo'u elecha, where are the people that came to? Halayla, elecha halayla, to you tonight. Hotiyam elenu v'nei da'osam. Bring them out and we'll know them. And the know is a euphemistic that we will sodomistically rape them. Sodomizing, meaning that we will rape them. V'yetze aleihem lot ha'vescha ve'ha'delesh sagar acharav. Lot left and closed the door behind him. V'yomar al na achai tareu. My brethren, please, he said, don't do bad. Hine na li shtei vanos. Please, I have two daughters. Asher lo yadu ish, that have not known men. Otzea na eshen aleichem. I will take them out for you. Ve'asu lehen ketov beinechem. You can do whatever you want with them. Rak lanashim ha'el al tasu. Don't hurt these people who came to me. Ki al kain ba betzel gorasi, because they came under the lintel of my house. Vayomru gesh hala, then they said, forward up march, come getting closer to him. Vayomru ha'echad bala gor v'yishpot shafut, this guy came to live here and now he's going to judge us. Ata naralacha, now we're going to get you too, mahem v'yiftzur v'yish balot me'od v'yishu l'shpor hadalas. And they were attacking Lot, and they got closer to try to break in the door. The men from the Malachim sent out their hands, and they brought Lot into the house. And they closed the door. And the people who came to the entrance of the house, hiku basanverim mikaton v'yagodol v'yululim tzo hapasach. And they were stricken with blindness from the small to the large, the great to the old to the young, and they couldn't find the door. Vayumru ha'anashim el Lot, and the men said to Lot, od milachapo, Who else do you have here? And Rashi also adds, look what they've tried to do to you over here. Who do you, what's really left for you in the city? Son-in-law, grandchildren, anyone who you have, ba'ir, hotia min ha-makom, take them all out. Ki mashchisim anachnu es ha-makom hazeh, we are destroying this place. Ki gadla tza'akasam es p'nei Hashem, because their cry is great to Hashem, ve'yashlichenu Hashem l'shachasa, and as Hashem has sent us to destroy it. Ve'yetzi lot, and Lot went out, ve'yidaber el chosanav, lochei benosav, to his sons-in-law, those who took his daughters. Vayomer kumu tzu'u min ha-makom hazeh. Come, get out, we're leaving this place. Ki mashchis Hashem es ha'ir. Because Hashem is destroying the city. Vayhi ki mitzachek b'inei chasonav. And he seemed to be a joke in the eyes of his sons-in-law. Rashi also adds, it wasn't just the sons-in-law, but also the Arusos, those whose daughters were engaged to as well. Uchamoa hashachar Allah. And the sun had just about come up, and the Malachim took Lot out. Lemor, kum, get up. Kach es ishtecha v'shtei benosecha, take your wife and your two daughters, and nimtzos, the ones that are here with you. Pen tisafet ba'avon ha'ir, lest you be caught up and destroyed in the sin of the city. V'yismamach. V'yachaziku ha'anashim b'yado b'yad ishto u'b'yad shtei b'nosav v'chemas Hashem alav v'yotziyuhu v'yanichuhu mechutz la'ir. And Lot took his time, and the men grabbed him by the hand and his wife's hand and the hand of his two daughters, and with the chesed of Hashem, the mercy of Hashem, he took him out and left him outside of the city. Rashi adds that Lot was looking to save his money, and they said, look, you're going to have nothing. Better to get away with your soul than no money. And also Rashi also adds that the Malach was sent to save Lot. This was his purpose, to go and grab him and pull him out, because one is destroying and the other one is saving. When they took him outside, they said, be careful, save your soul, don't look behind you, and don't stand at all while we're in the kikar, the valley. Hahar himalei pen tisafe. Run to the mountain and don't look back, lest you be destroyed. Your wickedness is with them, Rashi says. Don't think that it's any of your chasadim that we're saving you on account of. So just keep moving, and you shouldn't be looking at their destruction. Similarly, Rashi says that this being removed is like having a baby animal and birthing the baby animal out of the mother, it being taken out, and this is a similar type of procedure which is being done to Lot, that he's being removed, and Rashi says this is all in the schus of Abraham. Yomer Lot aleihem al na Adonai. And Lot says to them, please, my master. Rashi says that this should be a capital Aleph, as it were, it's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hine no matzah avdecha chen be'inecha. Look, please, I've found favor in your eyes. V'tagadel chasdecha, and let your mercies increase. Asher asisa imadi l'achayos es nafshi. And continue to do this grace that you've done for me, and continue to give me life, to save my life. Vanochi lo uchali malei hahara pen tidbakeni hara vamati. I can't make it to that to the mountain, lest the evil cling to me and I will die. While the pasuk sounds like he can't run away from it, he won't be able to get there fast enough, Rashi says, look, in Stone I seem pretty righteous, but if I go up there by anybody else, I would seem like a wicked person also, and then I'll die there also, so maybe it wouldn't be such a great idea if I go there. Hine na ha'ir hazos krova lanu shama. You know, there's a city close to here that I can run away for. He mitzar, and it's mitzar. V'amalata na, and let me run away there. Shama lo mitzar he usechi nafshi. And there I'll live. Rashi adds that, you know, people of Mitzar were not such great tzaddikim either. So it wouldn't stand out as much, and, you know, then I would still be able to live.